But voters in Japan will head to the polls this Sunday to choose their next government.
More than 1,200 candidates will be vying for 465 seats in the lower house or the Diet. Now, this contest is shaping up to be a battle between the ruling coalition and the newly formed and largest opposition Central Reform Alliance. A survey by the Asahi newspaper over the weekend showed that Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's Liberal Democratic Party is likely to score a landslide victory with projections to win more than 300 of these seats up for grabs. The Prime Minister earlier vowed to resign if a ruling bloc fails to secure a majority.
Now, the election comes amid record-breaking snow in parts of Japan that has left at least 30 people dead, but more than 100 others seriously injured in snow-related incidents. Analysts have said the blizzard could impact turnout and potentially the outcome of the vote.
And tracking developments for CNA is Mayu Yoshida, who joins us live now from Tokyo. Mayu, good to have you on the show. So let's start with campaigning. It's near the tail end now after that shortened 12-day window. We know polls set for this Sunday. So how have things been shaping up?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. Well, at first, when this election was held, there was a lot of doubt. When Sanae Takaichi called this election, many people criticized the timing. First of all, holding an election costs a lot of money. And second of all, the timing. And calling an election before the national budget is finalized is very unusual. And some of the veteran political reporters that I've spoken to say that this timing was very unexpected. But now Takaichi's gamble may be paying off, because as you just mentioned, recent opinion polls are suggesting that the Liberal Democratic Party could win a single party majority, with some projections actually showing more than 400 seats. Now, to put that in context, only 233 seats are needed for majority. So this could be a big win for Takaichi. And this result has surprised many people here, because at the start of the race, it became very complicated when the rise of the new opposition bloc called the Centrist Reform Alliance came out, because it brings together the largest opposition party and Komeito, which had been the LDP's coalition partner for a quarter century. Komeito's decision to split from the LDP and side with its biggest rival was a major shock. And also for LDP, losing Komeito is also as a partner means that losing Komeito's loyal group of voters. But Takaichi's strategy was to turn her personal popularity into stronger support for the LDP. And if she succeeds, it would give her room to push ahead with key policies, including stronger defense stance and aggressive fiscal spending. And a clear victory could send a message to overseas, especially to China, that the pressure from Beijing has not weakened her support at home, despite her comments on Taiwan really angering China. So overall, this election could really be a turning point for Japan, both domestically and also how it deals with a more unstable region.
Okay, so Mayu, the blizzard in parts of Japan threatening to affect voter turnout, which analysts say could be a key factor in this election. Tell us more. And could this backfire on Prime Minister Takaichi's call for early polls?
Right. Well, that's a really good question. Well, first of all, the timing of this election, at least for voters, is not ideal. Last time Japan held an election, general election in February, was 36 years ago, because the winter weather is really becoming a real problem. In northern parts of the country, conditions are simply too snowy and too dangerous for some people to get to the polling stations. And we're already seeing the impact, because in some snowy prefectures, early voting turnout is down by around 20 to 30%. There's also an administrative issue, because for local governments, February is one of the most busiest months of the year, because they prepare budgets and review policies ahead of the new business year, which actually starts in April here in Japan. And because of that, election preparations have been rushed. And in fact, ballots still haven't arrived in many households here. And at my home, this party pamphlet input arrived just today. We were only having 4 days until the election. And it even includes this notice that says that ballots are being delayed and voters can actually show up and vote without bringing their ballots. And that's something that I've never seen in a campaign pamphlet before. So the big question is how this turnout could affect the LDP. Historically, lower voter turnout has favored the LDP, but that was when it was partnering with Comito, which reliably mobilized voters regardless of the weather or the timing. This time, the picture is less clear, because lower turnout could actually work against the LDP if younger voters, who are actually big supporters of the prime minister, decide not to brave the weather. So whether the weather backfires or not is still an open question.
Okay, we'll continue to watch the story, Mayu. Thank you very much for that. Mayu Yoshida reporting to us live from Tokyo.